control the foreign policy of the states of the Peloponnesian League. They didn't want any military adventurism amongst their neighbors that might have implications for themselves. The Spartan system was still fundamentally in place when the Romans conquered Greece in the 2nd century BC. By then, alas, there was a relative handful of equals left. Contemporaries, interestingly enough, had a tendency to admire Sparta. They admired its strength. They admired its simplicity. They admired its stability. Now, there is for us an interesting puzzle and an interesting challenge in that admiration that was accorded to Sparta, and it's just this. Most people, I think, would like to live in stable political systems. And then many people have been tempted toward authoritarian kinds of regimes that seem to them to promise stability, even if such regimes reduce dramatically the rights of individuals. There is a tug, there is a pull, there is something that demands from us a kind of a grudging admiration for systems like the Spartan. And in antiquity, the Spartan system was much admired. No one, I think, would say that the Athenian system was stable. Curiously, it was also not as much admired in antiquity as it would be subsequently. So having gotten some understanding of Sparta, we'll turn in our next lecture to the most famous, and in many ways the most interesting, of the Greek polis, Athens.